blogger. I am diabetic talks. I'm a psychotherapist. I'm a humanist. I'm a human being, and I am me. My name is Elliot LeBeau. And I'm a licensed psychotherapist here in New York City. I work on the Upper West Side, working with diabetics. With diabetics, I work on a variety of different things, a lot of emotional things, not just diabetic-related, but other issues as well that are going on in their life. I am an emotional health and well-being advisor for the American Diabetes Association, which I actually got through a tweet. I got a tweet that said, "We need to meet." And that was from the director of corporate relations for the American Diabetes Association. And I saw his arm was around Brett Michaels. And immediately I said, "I'm there. You've got me." And a month later, I was working for them, going out doing presentations, speeches. It was a great job. It still is. So aside from that, when I was writing this, going down one direction, and I came to a point where I was like, I'm being too formal. What's this really about? And one of the things that I recognized at that moment was it's about community. Real-time internet is about community. You have your Twitter community, your Facebook community, and for me, I have my diabetic community. I'm part of something bigger. I tweet, I blog, people interact with me. They need help, I get a tweet or an email. And it's incredible. And coming from when I first got diabetes at age 6 in 1977, when I was a community of one, it was a fabulous thing. Incredible. Before that, I thought I was the only diabetic on the face of the planet. And I come to now and find out that the planet is filled with tons of diabetics. And it's not something to hide from. It's something to be proud of. It's a hard job. So when it comes time and a kid has nowhere to go to, and information is sparse, you do what my mom did. And God bless her, she sent me away to Boston. She sent me to the Juvenile Diabetes, where I met my first community. I went from a community of one to a community of 100. That was an incredible day for me. I was 10 years old, and I was playing, and I was running with other diabetics. And it was short-lived, but it was great. Because after a couple of weeks, I went back to my community one. I went to college. Well, I'll see some diabetics there, 5,000 people. Well, I was a little bit off. I didn't see any diabetics. Unfortunately, there are tons of diabetics around. But no one went up and waved and said, "Hey, I'm a diabetic, look at me, hey." We were all hidden, invisible. People didn't really talk about it. Today, people are surrounded by diabetics. We just don't notice it, because every day we get up and we do our job. Once in a while, we may have a reaction and you may see something. But for most people, they don't notice. But when you're on the web, and your voice is so powerful. It's an incredible thing. After leaving college, I went and was following my dream of being an artist. And I went from hand-delivering slides, showing them solo, to posting online, which helped get me to 3 different continents. I really learned the power of the internet during that moment. And it was a great moment. I then went forward as far as I could go. But then we had the dot-com crash. which led to the crash of the economy, which led to the crash of the art world, which led to me going back to school to follow my passion, which is to help people. And not just anybody. I want to tell other diabetics like myself. I had the opportunity to have psychotherapists to help me. I thought it was really important. I still do. Psychotherapy is an important part of everybody's life. If you haven't been, I suggest you go. It's very important for a diabetic. Reason is that a diabetic goes through lots of trauma, multiple little traumas every day. And it's important to get help for that. So what I do with my time online is every night, I go home, I spend an hour, hour and a half online responding to people who tweeted me, who emailed me. A lot of times I'll get questions. I had this one gentleman who tweeted me that he had just gotten out of the hospital. He had been in a hypoglycemic shock. And his blood sugar had returned to normal. And he didn't understand why his emotions were still up and down. He couldn't figure it. He was still angry. I sent him out a tweet and said, "Is it possible that you're just angry? That you feel guilty for not being able to stop it, not being able to control it, powerless?" He tweeted me back and said, "Oh my God, you're right. I feel so much better now." It's an amazing power. Real-time internet is incredible. I get to do my job. I get to help people. Sometimes I go and I Skype with a client when they're not in town for me to meet one-on-one. Don't get me wrong, I love meeting with people. I prefer to meet one-on-one so I can get that connection, that human connection. But when that human connection and that person's not able to be there and they're halfway across the world, we still get to do work. We still get to help them feel better about themselves and whatever their interests are. So I'm doing a lot of things. I got into my private practice and I came to one little problem. Now what do I do? How do I start my private practice? I went knocking door to door on doctor's offices. That didn't go over too well. I originally thought that, hey, you know, I'll just show up and they'll just look at me and they'll say, "Wow, you're so great. Just give me referrals, hand over this." It was a good friend who came up to me and said, "Hey, Ellie, you're going about this all wrong. What you need is a platform." And I went, "A platform? What's a platform?" I didn't know what a platform was. Because I had a problem with Twitter back then. I used Facebook for friends, but 140 characters, or maybe it was my age, I just didn't get it. I get it now. But when I was first introduced, it was a scary thing. But I listened to her, I followed her. She said I need to put a blog up on my website, I did. She said I need to get a Twitter account. And I named that Diabetic Talks, which grew. I then opened up a Facebook page called The Diabetic Diary and built my platform. I now get it. It's a social media hub. It's a place for diabetics to come and get help. It's a place for me to express. So what I do is I work as a psychotherapist helping other diabetics. I also work with the ADA. I am doing the walk across the Brooklyn Bridge on September 16th. My website is www.diabetictalks.com. Please go in there. I've got a lot of things going on and I have links. And if you're not able to walk with me, and I invite everybody to come and walk with me across the Brooklyn Bridge, there's a link to donate. I'm also going to be presenting, if someone wants to see me talk again. I'm going to be presenting at the AADE 12